came hungry for God's word this morning, hungry to meet with Him.
希望今天早上的敬拜能够带领大家更加渴望神，更加渴望和神在一起。
Well, this morning, we're going to be looking out of in the book of Acts. If you like to follow along in your own Bibles, we'll have it up on the screen. But if you'd like to follow on, you can turn to Acts chapter 7.
今天早上我们的经文是《使徒行传》第七章。
The theme for this fall, I've set kind of a theme for the youth group. And the theme this fall is to radiate Jesus.
这个秋季青少年的主题是彰显耶稣。
And so I've been sharing these past, month and a half of what it means to radiate Jesus.
在过去的一个半月里面，我跟幼稚讲什么叫彰显基督。
You know, and on a physical level, we people radiate something.
在我们的身体的层面，我们总会表达一些信息。
And I remember early on, I asked the youth group. I asked them, like, "Hey, what? As you walk down the halls, as you are at your school, or in your case, if you're at work, I asked people to question, like, what is coming out of us? What are we radiating?"
我经常会问青少年，你走在走廊里面，或者在工作或在学校里面遇到人的时候，你可以问我们身上彰显的是什么东西。
You know, because as you approach someone, you can kind of sense, you can have a feeling of what they radiate.
当你靠近一个人的时候，你总会从他的身上感受到一些东西。
You know, some people radiate fatigue. You know, you can look out there, and sometimes you can feel people are like just tired. Some people may radiate being open. Like, you know, there's this openness about them. Some people radiate being closed, right? You can kind of approach them. It's just this kind of this closed feeling that you get.
你接近一些人，你会发现有的人可能比较开放，有的人比较内向。
We are always radiating something.
我们总是表达一些信息。
And on a physical level, if you talk specifically just on a physical, like our person or our bodies, we radiate something in that sense as well.
确实，我们的身体会表达出一些信息。
There was a study done on identical twins. And I just want to show these pictures because it just shows, even on a physical level, how whatever we take inside, whatever we bring inside, shows itself, expresses itself, radiates outward.
有一个研究是关于一对双胞胎，它就表明我们带到身体里什么，我们就会表现出来什么。
You know, and so I showed these pictures to the English service a few weeks ago, and so I want to show you, okay?
我要给你们看一张照片。
Okay, so what it was is just a study done on. It's interesting to study twins because you know it's just got two people looking the exact same.
研究双胞胎是很有趣的，因为他们长相基本上很一样。
And what they did is they took two twins who were, you know, identical twins, and one twin had smoked and the other twin had not smoked. Okay, so again, if you think about someone who has smoked for maybe, you know, 15 or 20 years, and then you look at someone who hasn't smoked at all. Okay, and you can kind of see, even just looking at the pictures, you can see that there's if you look at sometimes if you look even at their person's their eyes, you could almost see like there's more life in them, more health in them that's kind of radiating outward.
这两对双胞胎的区别就是一对双胞胎不抽烟，另一对双胞胎抽烟，你可以看到他们的眼睛里面流露一种生命。
Kind of go through a couple of these pictures. You know, so you can tell, and I asked the group, like, can you tell which one has smoked for some time and which twin has not? And it's most part it's pretty easy to tell.
所以你们可能很容易就看出来哪一对双胞胎抽烟了。
Okay. Yeah. Oop. And one more. Yeah. Okay. So on a physical level, you know, there is something coming out of us. You can kind of feel it.
我们的身体总是表达一些信息。
This last one. This twin on the right has smoked. What was it? It was half a pack for 14 years, okay? And the twin on the left hasn't smoked, never smoked at all.
就左边这个女士没有抽烟，右边那个女士抽了14年的烟。
Okay, so spiritually, we also radiate something.
在我们的属灵层面上，我们也彰显着一些信息。
We radiate in how we speak, the words we choose, something comes out of us, right?
通过我们的言行说话，我们就会彰显出我们的内心。
We radiate in how we relate to people.
我们和人的关系也彰显出我们的内心世界。
And so we radiate what's at the core of us. There's something that's going on, and what happens is, whether it's peace or calmness that we're radiating, or whether it's, sometimes you can sense there's anxiety that's radiating from someone, or many times you can sense that joy is radiating from someone.
不管我们内心有平安还是安宁，或者是焦虑，或者是喜乐，都会从我们内心表达出来。
And so this morning, I want us to consider how the Spirit of God, who lives in us, who lives in the church, who lives in the people of OCC, how the Spirit of God is radiating out from the church.
今天我所讲的就是住在我们基督徒里面的这个圣灵如何通过我们来彰显出来。
While the church is on mission, while the church is always continually going out, what are we putting out there?
当我们教会走出去的时候，在一个执行使命的时候，我们在彰显什么？
How is the Spirit of God radiating through OCC?
今天的问题就是圣灵如何通过OCC来彰显出来？
Or more personally, how is the Spirit of God radiating through you, through your life?
更具体的就是圣灵如何通过你个人彰显出来？
Okay, so like I said, we are going to be in the book of Acts. And God has been on a mission. If you go through the Bible, God has been on a mission ever since Genesis 3. Ever since the fall, God has been on a mission.
如果你读圣经，就会发现从创世纪3章开始，上帝就开始执行他的使命。
But the book of Acts in particular shows how the church is on mission.
使徒行传这本书在表明。
Alright, so let's take a look at what it looks like for the church to radiate the Spirit, radiate God to the community around. We'll start with Acts chapter 7, verse 51. It says this: "You stubborn people, you are heathen at heart and deaf to the truth. Must you forever resist the Holy Spirit? But your ancestors did, and so do you. Name one prophet your ancestors didn't persecute. They killed even the ones who predicted the coming of the righteous one, the Messiah, whom you betrayed and murdered. You deliberately disobeyed God's law, though you received it from the hands of angels."
51节，你们这应着景象，心与耳未受割礼的人，常时抗拒圣灵，你们的祖宗怎样，你们也怎样。哪一个先知不是你们祖宗迫害呢？你们也把预先传说那义者要来的人杀了。如今你们又把那义者卖了，杀了。你们受了天使所传的律法，竟不遵守。
Okay, so these aren't the words that you probably would be expecting, right? If you're talking about, I'm talking about radiating joy, I'm talking radiating Christ, I'm talking about radiating the Spirit of God who lives in the church. And if you're going to pick out a passage, it's like, okay, here's an example of a church who's radiating Jesus Christ. This is probably not the verse that you would turn to, would it?
我知道你们也可能在想，如果我们在讲如何在教会彰显神的爱、彰显喜乐、彰显神的灵，这不是一个很恰当的经文。
The words are harsh. The words are, it starts out with, "You stubborn people, you are heathen at heart and deaf to the truth." Right? That's not what we'd pick if we were like, "Oh, here's a nice passage. Here's a great passage on the church radiating the Spirit of Jesus."
神的话有的时候是很尖锐的。
But But these are the words coming from a man who is full of the Spirit.
可这段话就是出自一个被圣灵充满的人之口。
His name was Stephen, and he was a part of the early church.
他的名字叫斯提凡，他是早期教会的。
And in fact, you don't have to turn back, but if you go back a couple of chapters to chapter 6, it says that Stephen was described as a man full of God's grace and his power.
如果你翻到前一章，你会发现斯蒂凡是蛮有恩惠能力。
He was performing amazing miracles and signs among the people.
他在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
And so when people started to begin to like maybe confront him, argue against him, the scriptures say that none was able to stand against the wisdom and the spirit by which Stephen spoke.
圣经当中讲到，当人和他辩论的时候，斯蒂凡是以智慧和圣灵说话，众人抵挡不住。
Okay, so it's just not a picture of what I would at least originally what I had thought what a church would look like that's radiating Jesus Christ.
当我想到教会如何彰显基督的时候，这就是我头脑里面的一个图画。
But this is what got Stephen into trouble. He was radiating God's power, he was radiating God's grace, and this is what got him into trouble.
但正是因为斯蒂凡这样做，他招来，他导致了他有麻烦。
And so men began to confront him and accuse him and lie about him.
周围的人开始和他对抗，开始用谎言来攻击他。
Saying that they were going against the law of Moses and blaspheming even God.
说他在违反律法，甚至亵渎摩西和神的神。
And so leading up to the passage that I just read, what people are so angry about is that he is saying that no, God does no longer reside in the temple.
因为他声称神并不住在人手所造的殿宇里面。
God is no longer held in a temple made by the hands of men.
神不住在那些圣殿里。
And as we know, he's right.
我们现在知道斯蒂凡说的是对的。
The Holy Spirit lives in the people.
圣灵是住在我们他的神的子民的心里。
Lives in the church.
在教会里。
And what Stephen is doing is, as part of the church, as part of God's people, is he's radiating truth.
斯蒂凡在这里所讲的就是教会，他在教会在彰显神的真理。
What's coming out of Stephen is power and is truth, and God is kind of flowing through him.
他所彰显的就是上帝的能力和真理。
A church that's on mission, a church that is out there, a church that is moving outward, is one that is radiating truth, and I'm talking about truth with a capital T.
一个去遵行神使命的教会就会彰显神的真理
truth and power
还有神的能力
you know we can pray for the church right now many of you probably are you've heard what's happening in Hong Kong the church in Hong Kong
我们现在就可以为其他教会祷告也许你听说了在香港发生的事件
and right now they're grappling with you know there's many churches in Hong Kong they say that they say around what I'd heard is around one-fifth of Hong Kong is Christian in some sense
香港的教会也在挣扎因为在香港据说有五分之一的基督徒
and the church there is grappling with howto radiate Jesus in the most vibrant way possible.
他们也在挣扎如何在一个很困难的环境里面彰显基督。
And so we can pray that the Spirit would lead them.
我们祷告愿圣灵引导他们。
So you've probably heard the news that it was late in September, and again, you've probably seen the pictures on CNN or whatever where...There were just tens of thousands of people in the main thoroughways of Hong Kong.
也许你们也听说，九月大概九月下旬的时候，有很多人在香港，上万的人开始占据中街。
And they were out there to give the message of or protesting against Beijing's tighter control.
他们来抗议北京政府对香港的管制。
And, you know, after there was a first response, let's see if we can move forward just one slide. There was a response, at least initially, of officials coming down and shooting like tear gas into the crowds.
起初当局用这个催泪瓦斯来镇压抗议者。
Well, it kind of steadied out, and it went for quite. It's been going for quite some time, and the officials begin to kind of realize this is here for a while at least.
后来当局就撤掉了他们的这样的一个行动，因为这个可能会持续很久。
Can we go one slide forward? And so they called it you've probably heard this term, but they called it the umbrella revolution because again, many of the people out in the street were using umbrellas to protect themselves from the tear gas.
他们也把这个行动叫做雨伞革命，因为他们抗议者拿着雨伞来抵挡这些催泪瓦斯。
And so there's a pastor there, and his name is Wu Qiwai. And he and his church and about 50 other pastors, and there were some seminary students, were out in the streets. And what they did is they took probably this size, you know, something, a cross about 20 feet high, a white cross, and they held it up in the crowd.
香港有个牧师，他和其他的牧师还有一些其他人，他们举起20尺的十字架。
And so what they did is they offered prayer as people were walking by and as people were taking part. They'd say, hey, we can pray for you. They offered counsel.
他们给这些抗议者提供祷告和辅导。
And what they were encouraging people to do is to demonstrate God's presence among them. So when people are walking by, they just encourage people. Any Christians at all, anyone, like we just want in this protest, we just want God's presence to be revealed, to be demonstrated among us.
这个牧师他就希望这抗议者他们能够彰显神的同在。
You see, and so what they were concerned about is they wanted the church, they wanted the people of the church to radiate Jesus. That however they demonstrated, however it looked, that people would be able to see, somehow be able to see Christ in the midst of all this through the people.
不管这些抗议者要做什么，最重要的是他们能要彰显基督。
And so some churches would open their doors along the streets. Many churches opened their doors and said, you can come in. Anyone who wants to come in, it doesn't matter what your political persuasion is, but you can just come in. You can rest in the church here. You can pray here. You know, you can, whatever you need, you can come in.
有些教会他们打开他们的门，接纳这些抗议者，不管他们的政治形象是如何的，让他们有一个休息的地方，祷告的地方。
One of the influencers there, and I have a picture of him, but it's not up. One of the influencers of the movement was a guy named Joshua Wong.
有一个 抗议者名字叫 Joshua.
And he's 17 years old.
17岁.
And he said in one of his Facebook posts, he said that his Christian faith was the motivation behind his activism, behind his part of his protest. It was based in his rooted in his faith in Jesus Christ.
他在他的脸书当中分享到，他之所以支持这个抗议，是因为他的基督的信仰。
He says that his father had taught him from a young age to care for the forgotten ones in the community. The ones who had never heard the gospel.
他说他小的时候，他父亲就教他要去照顾那些从来没有听过福音的人，被遗忘的这样一个社区。
And so there's the church in Hong Kong is concerned. It's like, how do we radiate him?
香港教会他们在思想的问题就是如何彰显。
You know, and some Christians in Hong Kong talk, they'll refer to Romans chapter 13. This is that it encourages to follow the governing powers.
也有一些香港有些基督徒，他们也引用罗马书13章，要求他们遵守政府的法令。
And so they'll say, no, I think that we should just kind of step back a little bit and just kind of let things go. We don't want to show any disobedience. We just want to we just want to let's glorify him that way.
他们认为我们应该后退，我们应该去不应该去抗议，用其他的方式来彰显神的荣耀。
And others have questioned. They're like, look, the Chinese government has already set the law, so let's just kind of go with them.
因为他们认为政府已经有法律，所以我们就遵守法律。
And then still others focus on like, hey, let's focus on evangelism and let's focus on ministry.
也有些教会认为要更加去传福音，来注重他们的事工。
As we know, as I've read that the Chinese government, when Hong Kong became a part of China, they did open up some avenues for the church to be able to go into some of the churches there.
在香港回归大陆之后，大陆政府也为香港开放了一些自由空间，让他们这个开放教会。
And so many of the pastors are like, no, we just don't want to ruin that. We don't want to... But the question is, how? How is the church? How can we pray for the church in Hong Kong and go, wow, we just want the church to be unified. We want the church to be like just glorifying so that when people see the church and look at the church, that they're like, all this other things that are happening, it will come and go, it will change. But there's something about the people of God that we're drawn to.
问题就是教会如何彰显基督。
Well, that's the desire of the church in Hong Kong. Okay, how about OCC? How is OCC? When we walk out into the community, when we're out there.
刚才讲的是香港教会，那么我们奥克兰华人教会怎么样
？Does the community around in Auburn Hills, Rochester Hills, and Troy?Would they miss? Would they miss OCC if we were gone somehow?
我们周围有很多的社区，如果我们这教会不在了，他们觉得会损失什么东西
？Would they be like, oh, we don't know. We don't know what's happening in the church, but wow, when we're out there, there's something about the people. There's something about the people there we just love.
他们也许不知道教会在做什么，但是我们应该走出去，去爱这些人。
How is it for you while you're out in the world? Think about where you're at in your workplace on Monday. Think about what is it that your coworkers, when they see you, when they interact with you, what do they perceive? What is coming? What is radiating out from you?
当你工作的时候，像星期一，你的同事在你身上是否能够看到你身上彰显基督的荣耀？
But sometimes it does cost, doesn't it?
有的时候要付出代价。
And it cost Stephen. He was radiating truth and it cost him.
斯蒂凡为此殉道。
Look at verse 54. This is what happened. The Jewish leaders were infuriated by Stephen's accusation. And they shook their fists in rage. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed steadily up into heaven.And saw the glory of God. And he saw Jesus standing in the place of honor at God's right hand. And he told them, Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing in the place of honor at God's right hand. Then they put their hands over their ears, drowning out his voice and their shouts, and they rushed him. They dragged him out into the city and began to stone him. The official witnesses took off their coats.And laid them at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they stoned him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he fell to his knees, shouting, Lord, don't charge them with this sin. And with that, he died.
众人听见这话就极其恼怒，向斯蒂凡咬牙切齿，但斯蒂凡被圣灵充满定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边，就说：“我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。”众人大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，齐心涌上前去，把他推到城外，用石头打他。做见证的人把衣裳放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前，他们正用石头打的时候，斯蒂凡反呼叫说：“求主耶稣接受我的灵魂！”又跪下大声喊着说：“主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。”
The story sounds so familiar, doesn't it? As Stephen was full of the Spirit, and he was radiating Jesus Christ outward in truth in this particular case, the people were enraged, and they pulled him out of the city. Sounds so familiar. And they began to take his life.
我想你们对这个故事都很熟悉，当斯蒂凡来彰显神的真理的时候，他就被这些人拽到城外，然后把他杀死。
And while Jesus was obviously different, because again, the scriptures say that Jesus chose to put down his life, he can put down his life and he can take it up again. So obviously there is a difference between Jesus and what is happening to Stephen.
当然耶稣是不一样的，因为耶稣他可以把他的命舍了，又把他的命拿回来。
But also we can see that Stephen has that familiar mix of both power and love.
但是我们能从斯蒂凡身上看到相似的东西，就是他有能力和爱。
And he should, right? He should have that mix in him. Because why? Because the Holy Spirit, Jesus' Spirit is living in him. So why shouldn't he have that in him?
他当然应该有这样的能力和爱，因为他被圣灵充满。
A number of years ago, in Ann Arbor, there was kind of a heavy happening or a crazy event that happened in Ann Arbor.
很多年前在安娜堡发生一个抗议事件。
There was a Ku Klux Klan rally that was happening there. And when I think of the Ku Klux Klan, I think of the 1920s and the 1930s. I know that racism still exists, but I don't think of the Ku Klux Klan.
那时候大概是3K 党，也是我联想到大概二十年上个世纪二十年代的事情。
And hundreds of protesters, the Ku Klux Klan made it known that they were having a rally in Ann Arbor, and there was a crowd that was gathering to protest the presence of the Ku Klux Klan.
三 K 党在 Ann Arbor 聚集，也有一些抗议者来抗议他们。
And so the Ann Arbor police anticipated this confrontation happening, and so they set up, you know, police officers, and they set up like some barricades.
So, Ann Arbor 这个警察局就出动来设立一些障碍。
And there was a temporary fence to put up to kind of contain the crowd.
他们就设立这个障碍来隔离这些抗议者。
And at one point in the crowd, there was the crowd, and there was the fence, and then there was the Ku Klux Klan, and there was the police officers. And at one point within the crowd, somehow someone in the crowd noticed that there was a white gentleman who was wearing a T-shirt with a Confederate flag on it, and he had some tattoos that had kind of some Nazi signs on it.
在这些群众当中，有一个白人，他穿着这个国旗的这个 T 恤衫，但是他身上有纳粹的这个纹身。
And so as the crowd was there and they were kind of pushing in, they noticed this man in the crowd and a woman who had a microphone or a megaphone said, "Look, you know, there's a Klansman in the crowd."
有一个女士，她拿着扩音器，她发现了这个年轻人。
And that's all it took. The crowd kind of went, surrounded this guy, and he realized that he was in a wrong spot, and he began to walk or run away from the crowd.
所以众人就拥上来，这个白人就开始逃离。
And the crowd caught up to this man and captured him.
所以这些聚集的人就抓住了这个人。
And they had some pickets that they were holding. They put him to the ground, and they began to kind of beat on him with these pickets, and they began to kick him on the ground.
于是他们就开始袭击这个白人，用他们手里的抗议板来击打他。
But there was a young woman in the crowd, and her name was Keisha Thomas.
但是在这个人群当中，却有一个年轻的一个女士。
And she was 18 years old.
那个时候她有18岁。
And what she decided to do is that she threw herself on top of him.
这个 女士就决定她把她的全身扑向了这个被击打的男子来保护这个人。
And I guess what was most striking about this was that she was a young black woman.
她是一个年轻的黑人姐妹。
And so there the crowd is they're beating this guy because they hate what he represents, which is hate, which is racism.
这个民众击打这个白人是因为他们恨恶他的这个行为。
But here is one woman, a black woman, who threw herself on top of him to protect this man from the crowd.
可是这个黑人的这个小姐妹她就用她的身体来保护这个被袭击者。
And there was a photographer there at the time who snapped some pictures of the whole episode happening.
当时有一个摄影师来抓住了所有的这样一个过程。
His name was Mark Bruner, and his some of his pictures ended up on Life magazine.
这些照片也在这个生活杂志上。
But they interviewed him. They talked to the photographer, and he said she put herself at risk to protect someone who, in my opinion, would have not done the same for her.
后来有人采访这个摄影师，这个摄影师就讲。这个女士她冒着她的生命危险来保护这个白人，但是这个白人不见得反过来会做同样的事情。
And the photographer said, "Who in this world does this?"
这个摄影师会问到，在这个世界上谁会做这样的事情
？Right. So I don't know. You can kind of see pictures here of Keisha covering this guy. And I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if Keisha is a Christian or not.
我虽说她是一个姐妹，但是我不知道她是不是一个基督徒。
But when the world sees power and love like this, the world takes notice.
可是这个世界看到这个能力和爱的时候，这个世界就会注意到。
Because it's just not seen so often.
因为在这个世界上很少能看见这样的事情。
In fact, they interviewed one of the other Klansmen.And even some of the other clans was like, we have to admit, like, this lady was amazing, was courageous.
后来有人也去面试这个三 K 党的成员，那些人也非常的赞扬这个女士。
Like even a fellow clansman was like, we have to give her. I mean, this is pretty amazing that she would do this for one of us.
他们非常的感动这个女士所做的事情。
You see, church, the Spirit of God, He lives in us. And that same power and that same love that we see in Stephen, that same power, that same truth that was being radiated from Him, that same Spirit, when you are a follower of Jesus Christ, that same Spirit comes and lives in us.
使斯蒂凡满有能力和真理的那个圣灵也住在我们心里面，我们应该有同样的能力。
It was the same spirit in Stephen that lives in us like today.
住在斯蒂凡心里面那个灵，今天也同样住在我们的心里。
Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy, he says that, you know what, you've not been given a spirit of timidity, but you've been given a spirit of power and of love.
保罗在提摩太后书里面对提摩太讲神给我们的是刚强和仁爱的心。
So as we, as the church, as we get connected, as we worship, as we connect with Him, as we enjoy Him, you know, as the worship leaders come up here and we worship Him and just connect with Him both on Sunday and in our lives, God will fill the church.
当我们聚集的时候，我们就和神相连。神就和我们同在。
As we drink of Him, as we connect with Him, as Paul says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. As we're filled with Him, we'll begin to radiate.
当我们和从神那里来的这个活水的时候，当我们和他相连的时候，圣灵就像保罗讲，圣灵就充满我们。
And the love of Christ is expressed. We're not a perfect church.God's people aren't yet complete, but God uses us anyway.
虽然我们还不完美，但是神用我们，让我们身上彰显出基督的爱。
You know, but when we speak of church on mission, something interesting happens in this passage.
当我们说教会在遵行神的使命的时候，在这个段这个圣经里面，一件有趣的事情发生了。
Something kind of interesting and fascinating happens where God uses the church to radiate Him in an even greater sense.
神使用教会来彰显神，是一种很特殊的方式。
Chapter 8, verse 1 says this. It says, Saul was one of the official witnesses at the killing of Stephen, kind of leading on to what Saul would become. But listen to this. A great wave of persecution began that day, sweeping over the church in Jerusalem, and all the believers except the apostles fled into Judea and Samaria. Some godly men came and buried Stephen with loud weeping. Saul was going everywhere to devastate the church. He went from house to house, dragging both men and women to throw them in jail. Verse 4 says this, But the believers who fled Jerusalem went everywhere preaching the good news about Jesus.
使徒行传八章一节开始，从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。有虔诚的人把斯蒂凡埋葬了，为他捶胸大哭。扫罗却残害教会，进个人的家，拉着男女下在监里。那些分散的人往各处去传道。
Okay, so watch this. Is what's happening is Stephen full of the Spirit. We know that the church has been given the Spirit. Pentecost has happened, and God is filling the church. God is adding to the numbers of the church in Jerusalem. Stephen radiates the truth to the council, and they come down on Stephen. They murder him. After that, they come down on the entire church. They say, look, we are going to shut this down. We are going to close down what is happening in the church.
当时虽然圣灵充满教会，但是斯蒂凡首先被迫害，然后整个教会都在被破坏，教会要被那些人摧毁。
And so their goal was to smash this movement. This movement of Jesus Christ, they're like, we are going to close this down and we are going to crush it.
当时这些人的目标就是他们要摧毁这项运动。
And so in Jerusalem, they come down on all the Christians. We will imprison anyone who talks about Jesus Christ, anyone who radiates Jesus, we are going to close them down, we will imprison them.
所以当时在耶路撒冷教会，只要你是信主的人都会被抓。
But what happens is amazing. Even though they want to close down this radiating Jesus Christ that's coming from the church, it's like they take a sledgehammer to like a, you know, those gumball machines that you maybe see in restaurants, and they're kind of like, boom, like that, and they just smashes it, and all the gumballs go in every direction.
这个就像用一个锤子来砸那些装满糖球的一个机器一样。这个你的目的可能是要摧毁这个卖糖那个机器，但是你知道糖球会落了满地。
I find it so amazing on how God works, how His sovereign hand leads the church. Something that would be perceived as like, oh, persecution is coming down, but God uses it.
这就是神所奇妙的地方。虽然这个迫害来到，但是神就用到了这个迫害。
It makes me want to pray for the people in the church in Iraq a little bit differently after reading this passage.
当然，我们也为这个伊拉克的这些被迫害者来祷告。
As Christians are being persecuted and displaced, I'm like thinking like, wow, I pray for the church in Iraq. I'm like, wow, I pray that wherever they go, they would just radiate Jesus Christ more.
也为伊拉克这些基督徒被迫害基督徒祷告，希望不论他们走到什么地方，他们都彰显基督。
I just love the way God works.
我是非常欣赏上帝的奇妙的作为。
I love the way that even though this was meant for evil, even though the evil one was using this to come down on the church, God turned it around.
虽然恶者攻击教会，但是神却把它翻转。
I had put in my message that it's kind of like a judo move.
有点像柔道里面的一个动作。
I said, it was kind of like where the evil one pushes, and then God takes that push and flips it on the opposite side.
就好像这个恶者在推的时候，上帝却借着这个动作把这个恶者摔倒在地。
Han called me this morning. He's like, Brady, there's something in your message. He's like, what are you talking about in this judo move?
我打电话问他这个柔道这个动作是什么。And
I said, I'll show you when you get here, okay? And so,
这部分没有被计划的。And
so, Han, can you like grab my jacket like this? And like, can you push me? So as he pushes, instead of pushing back, right? Sometimes what you can do is you actually pull. And then if we had a mat here, I'd flip Han over. I'd flip him on his back, right? Right? I won't do it now because I don't want to hurt Han. But that's the cool thing about God. It's like, he just did a judo move on the evil one. The evil one was like pushed down on the church. And God's like, no, guess what? I'm going to radiate myself even more through God's people. You cannot stop me. Because anywhere my people go, they're going to radiate me. Because they're full of me. Because they can't help themselves. Wherever they go, they just burn so brightly.
好像上帝在说，不管你恶者如何去做的话，我都会保护我的子民，保证我的旨意成全。
You see, we see example. I'll close out this passage, our passage this morning with the example. But the believers who had fled Jerusalem went everywhere preaching the good news about Jesus. Philip, for example, went to the city of Samaria and told the people there about the Messiah. Crowds listened intently to what he had to say because of the miracles he did. Many evil spirits were cast out, screaming as they left their victims. And many who had been paralyzed or lame were healed. Verse 8, so there was great joy in that city.
使徒行传第8章第4节, 那些分散的人往各处去传道，腓力下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。 众人听见了，又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意地听从他的话。因为有许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼叫，从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治，在那城里就大有欢喜。You
know, could I actually have the worship leaders, can you guys come on up and just kind of come in the background here? See, so Philip went out. He was one who left Jerusalem.
腓力走出去了，他离开了耶路撒冷。
And you can see through Philip, people were healed. Power, the Holy Spirit's power flowed through Philip. Like wherever he was, people saw it in Philip.
圣灵从腓力身上流淌出来，被众人看见，很多人被医治。
They say that there's a saying that says that sometimes the best view of our brothers and sisters in the church is of the back of their heads.
有一个说法就是，这个最好是教会的弟兄姐妹，你看到的是对方的背影。
And the reason is because of their back of their heads is because that just means that the church is like is going outward. The church is like moving out, and like the best view that you can see of the church is like, I see the back of their heads because everyone else is just kind of moving out.
因为呢，意味着我们都走出了这个教会。
And the great thing is that when the church is going out, you know, again, some of the things that are seemingly important and have some importance just become less important somehow, don't they?
当我们走出教会的时候，很多对我们
Like when the church is on mission and they're just reaching out and like the Spirit's flowing through and just reaching people, like just some of the other things just become minor. You're just like, I don't even care about that stuff anymore.
当我们走出去的时候, 遵行神的, 旨意的时候，使命的时候，有很多事情就变得不那么重要。
It's like Stephen and Philip. I don't think they cared what color the carpet was in the church. You know, they're just like, we don't care what color we choose, just whatever, right? Because they were just so full of the Spirit, so moving outward.
我想，斯蒂凡和腓力他们不会再介意这个教会的地毯是什么颜色的，因为他们被圣灵充满。
You know, so for the students, for the youth, one of the things what we're doing, one of the things I want to share with you is that we're going to be going down to Detroit again. I've shared with you in the past how we have partnered with this house called Hope House.
我也跟你们讲过，青少年要到底特律去参加这个希望中心的活动。
And Hope House has invited us to do a cultural evening with them.
他们邀请我们给他们提供一个文化之夜。
That is, they shared, look, we know you know, obviously you're from a Chinese church. Could you come down and just share in the neighborhood with the neighborhood kids just some things about Chinese culture?
他们问我们，既然我们是华人教会，我们可不可以到他们的社区和他们的孩子来分享一下中国的文化？
And so we're gonna do our best to teach them some Chinese games and you know, do some origami and do some Chinese writing.You know, teach some Chinese writing.
我们也可以教他们玩一些中国小孩玩的这些游戏，或者是写中国字。
But ultimately, what I tell the group is like, you know what? It's just a way for us to radiate Jesus. It's just an opportunity for us to be in a city, in the Detroit, amongst the people.And I hope that when we are teaching, I hope that when we are worshiping, I hope that when we're there, it's just one opportunity for the kids there to go, wow, what's with this group, you know? What's with this group?
我也希望当我们这个青少年组到那的时候，做这些义工的时候，那些人也好奇我们是谁。
I hope that we go down there together, like just full of him.So that the kids in the neighborhood just have one small chance to see Jesus Christ.
我也希望当我们在那的时候，这些社区的小孩子能够有这样一个机会，从我们身上能够看到耶稣。
So may it be that God uses the church. May it be that God fills us up. Not just on a Sunday, but just fills us up as we connect with Him.So that in a greater and greater sense, we radiate Jesus Christ.
我也盼望神能够更加的使用我们教会，更加的用圣灵充满我们的教会来彰显耶稣。
Okay, let's respond in song.